This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, an economic and ethical dilemma: is giving money the same as helping?
But first, the future of healthcare reform. Now that Tom Daschle is gone, President Obama does not have a strong leader for his healthcare reform effort. Slate's John Dickerson is here now. And John, well, where does this leave healthcare reform?
Well, it leaves it in a bit of a toss-up situation. Tom Daschle was kind of uniquely qualified. He knew the issue. He's written a book about it. He's wrestled with it in Congress. And he also knew the players. He was a veteran of Washington. He knew all the senators he'd be dealing with to try and cut the deal to bring about comprehensive health care reform. And so it's left the White House in a bit of a pickle. Now, there are those who advocate reform who say, no, this is about the issue, and the electorate out there wants change and wants reform, and so one person won't stop it. But, you know, we've seen with the stimulus bill that a lot of times things that the country may want get bogged down when it gets to the details.
And time is of the essence, because once we get into 2010, we're talking about campaigns for reelection, and maybe that will compromise the healthcare reform effort.
That's exactly right. Once we run into an election season, everything gets much more complicated. And also, with the economy getting worse, you can make the policy argument that if something isn't done quickly, as the unemployment rate increases, that also has a corresponding effect on the number of people who lose their health care. So as the economy gets worse, the problem of health care and who has access to it is also getting worse.
Now, Daschle was named to steer this health care reform effort back in mid-December a while ago. So presumably he was vetted, so I guess not fully vetted. So who in the White House will take the fall for this?
Well, I think in terms of sort of a person to take the fall, Senator Daschle took the fall on it. So I don't think anybody else will be leaving. It's kind of a group problem in the Obama White House. And there are a couple of things that mistakes they made. They knew about this tax problem. They thought they could kind of weather it. And then they got into the problem with, it turns out they had a few tax problems. So they basically thought, they made the calculation that Daschle's other qualities would overcome this problem, and that they could just kind of ride it through the system, and they won't be making that mistake again.
Well, you know, this did break in the media before the White House announced it or could get in front of it. So, you know, what does that say about President Obama's call for transparency?
President Obama has talked about transparency frequently and makes a real point about saying this is one of the ways in which my administration is going to be different. But in this case, as you quite rightly point out, and in some other cases, the Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary's case with his tax problems, that we learned about them in the press. And this is not, if the White House were keeping its transparency pledge, they would say, look, here are some problems we've come across. We think they are mistakes, but we think the qualifications of the candidates here are worth confirming them, and be upfront about it. Instead, what happened is we kind of found out in the press, and that created two problems. One, it challenged their reputation for transparency. And secondly, you can make the case that as a political matter, it put them on their heels. They had to react to several days of stories as opposed to being able to manage the story themselves, which they would have been able to if they had put the information out themselves.
Is there a problem, though, John? I mean, you've watched Washington for a while now. With President Obama relying on these old Washington hands when he came into the city promising not to do things the old Washington way, that really lobbying and working in and out of industry is the way Washington works.
It's a very, very tricky balance, and all candidates have troubles meeting their campaign promises once they get into office. President Obama set himself a very high bar. You know, we saw it also when he issued these new ethics regulations for the White House. They were sweeping about what lobbyists could and couldn't do in the administration, but then he granted immediate waivers to his own ethics rulings. And so you see him trying to get qualified people, and in Washington, a lot of qualified people are lobbyists, and they're not all, you know, sort of these horrible money-grubbing lobbyists of the caricature. A lot of people are experts in their field. They want to serve in the public realm. And so the White House is trying to balance these two things. And unfortunately, in this case, you also had a problem of the taxes, which was not about special interests, but it was about basically lawbreaking. And that added another element to it.
John Dickerson is chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, thank you.
Thank you.